Welcome to Kingdom Wealth Alliance Church, where our vision is to create a community where everyone experiences a blessed and a prosperous lifestyle, passionately pursuing God and His excellence. We aim to add value to both the church and the broader community through our dedicated service, recognizing that we are not meant to journey alone, choosing joy, prosperity, and good health in all aspects of our life. We foster a culture of honor for Jesus and others. Our mission is to spread God's blessings and empower the upcoming generation with kingdom wealth possibility and restore life through the transformative power of God's word. We aim to demolish poverty strongholds, preach a balanced prosperity gospel, and integrate business, ministry, and heavenly living through biblical principles. With a standing ovation, let's make welcome Dr. Richard A. Welts.
Father, we thank you. We worship you. We give you praise. We give you honor. Thank you for a day and for a time like this. Thank you because we know you are no longer there in the grave. Thank you for the hope you've given to us. Thank you for the new belt. Thank you for life. In Jesus' name, we pray. Once again, happy, happy, happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Papa.
Hallelujah. Please be seated for the next few minutes. Let's see what we can do. When we talk about Easter, there are two things that comes to our mind. Number one, death and life. Life will not have value if we don't talk about death. And death will not have value if we don't talk about life. No matter how ugly you may see death or how you tag death to be, God Himself created death. Hallelujah. Just for clarity's sake, I will take it further from where we start our foundation class this morning, the book of Genesis, chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, 15, 16, 17. The Lord God took the man and put him in the garden. Please pay attention to me this morning because I will do more of teaching. It's not time to shout. It's time to understand what the resurrection is all about. If you're able to get the revelation, then you will sit at the head of your enemy. Revelation brings empowerment. All through the week, I've been talking, sharing God's word Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and today is Sunday. So I might not be able to shout as you expect me to, but God will help us. The Lord took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to walk it and take care of it. God put the man in the garden to do or to walk. Hallelujah. So this goes for young ladies. If you have a guy asking you out, he's not working, then you need to know that he's not ready for you yet. When God created man, God gave man work. A man that have no work is not qualified to be called a man. You remain a boy. For you to be called a man, you must have work. When God created man, he gave a man. Verse Verse 16. And the Lord commanded, law came in. The Lord commanded the man. Even if God gave man free will, but there need to be law that governs the freedom of man. No matter how free your child is in your house, there is a boundary to where he or she can go. No matter how free you are with your boss, in your office, there is a boundary. No matter how close you think you may be to your authority, there is a boundary. God gave man free will, but God needed to put a boundary. Hallelujah. Without that boundary, there will be abuse of power. Say, I hear you. And the Lord God commanded the man, you are free to eat. Say, free will. That is the free will we are enjoying today. You are free to eat from any tree in the garden. That is to say, I mean, you can live one. Just live your life the way you want to live your life. You are free to eat any of these trees in the garden. But now I want to create a law that will put a boundary within your freedom. The same thing happened in our world today. Anywhere you want to go, as far as Lagos State is concerned, you are free to go. But in that freedom, there are laws that still protect the citizen. You can't say because the government asks you to walk freely, go to anywhere you want to go, you should walk around with God to shoot anybody you want to shoot. So the law protects you not to even go out with God. Say, I hear you. 16 again. And the Lord God commanded the man, law coming into free will. I know I gave you free will, but you don't worry, but there's something that must protect you from unauthorized area. You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, 17. But you must not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. This is law given to a man. For when you eat of it, you will surely die. Surely means I swear by myself that if you disobey my commandment, not even your tears can make me overturn the law. Not even your beg, your plea can make me overturn what I have said to you, Adam. In the foundation class, I told you in the morning, I said, death was present even before man were created. And death was there in the garden. But death was inactive. No matter how smart you think you are, death will cut up with you. No matter how rich you claim to be, just wait for death. Death will come for you. No matter how intelligent you might appear to be, death will come for you. This is why the only solution to death is preparation. It's preparation. I know a lot of people don't want to hear the message of death, but for you to understand the reason Christ But you must study the dead first. For you to know what Jesus went through to pay the price for you, then, first of all, let's study dead. What is dead? Who is this guy called dead? Dead was in the Garden of Eden, but dead was inactive. Say inactive. Verse 17 said, Adam, if you break my commandment, surely you will die. So dead was there. Means that if you break my commandment, you